in life in general, it's kedai to always begin Hakaras HaTov, always comes first in life. Just a Baruch Hashem moment that this week, as I looked in the Beis Medrash, starting on Tuesday morning and the afternoon, and then again Baruch Hashem tonight, this is the first time that I can recall since probably pre-COVID that I've been able to see our Beis Medrash really alive. And I want to get Hakaras HaTov, Rav Finkelstein, Shlita, who took upon himself to be the Rosh Kollel and organize the program and be a real partner of Baruch Hashem in this endeavor. I want to thank him for his efforts in really invigorating our Beis Medrash, and halavai vayter, we should be zocha to see the walls of our Beis Medrash buzzing with Torah in the morning, afternoon, and evening, mirt Hashem, for many years to come, as bi'al kol tzedek. One of the most famous but yet startling amari chazal about Talmud Torah and about what a Talmud Torah life looks like is actually drawn from this week's parsha. The Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Gimel Amud Beis, 83b. The Gemara says, Reish Lakish tells us, Ein divrei Torah miskaimin, ela mishamimis atzmo aleha. The divrei Torah only going to be able to last in an individual when they're mimis atzmo, they sacrifice their life for it. What's the raya? What's the source for that? The Gemara says, this week's parasha. Zos ha-Torah adon kiyamus ba'ohel. This is the Torah. A person, an adon, has to literally die in the ohel. Ohel, of course, refers to the ohel shel Torah, the tent of Torah. And one has to wonder, of course, it's a beautiful, very powerful statement speaking about the dedication a person should have and want to have toward Talmud Torah. Nevertheless, my education and yours always teaches us that Torah is a Torah's chayim. It's Derech HaDarchei Noam. It's pleasant. It's life. In fact, the Gemara itself tells us in more than one place, but I'll mention only one, that the great David HaMelech taught us, by example, when his life was possibly going to end, what saved him? Talmud Torah. It's a Torah's chayim. And so Chazal here in this Gemara, Reish Lakish is telling us, while it's a very powerful statement, it's almost antithetical to our upbringing in terms of how we understand what the goal of Torah is. Mamis Atzmo. That it's about death, giving one's life for Torah. Pum Fakir, the opposite. It's about life, invigorating oneself. So how do we understand Zamer Chazal, Yamos Bohel, in the context of our entire lives being taught Torah Chaim? It gives a person chiyus in life. How do we reconcile these two approaches, Mamari Chazal? And there are many approaches to share in the Bali Moshe, Sifri Machshava, Sifri Chasidus. I'm going to share one tonight that I found quite startling from actually a place I never saw before. In the 19th and 20th century, there was a great Magid of Vilkomer. His name was Reb Chaim Yitzchak Aaron Rappaport, obviously a Kohen. And he wrote a parish called the Ein Yitzchak on the Ein Yaakov, which is Agadas on Shas. And he wrote the following incredible thought on this sira, seemingly, in these two approaches to Torah. One, Yamos Ba'ohel, death trap, so to speak. On the other hand, Torah Chaim. Here's what he said. He said, Chas v'sholom. We are taught correctly. Torah is always Torah Chaim. The Avraham Melech told us, it saves you, Chas v'sholom, from Misa. There's no question that's the only way to approach Torah. However, Chazal weren't speaking literally about death in this Gemara. What they were trying to express was that when one learns Torah, if one really is shakua, subsumed in what they're learning, they literally become a neshama b'li guf. They're a soul without a body. And what is a mace? When a person passes away, they too become a neshama b'li guf. The guf goes away, and they remain just a neshama. What Chazal means to say in this Gemara here is not chas v'sholom to say that we're negating all of our upbringing. Of course, it's Torah Chaim, the Torah invigorates, it's all about life. But Chazal is telling us that what actually is life? a life of a ben Torah, a life of a person who is dedicated and shakua, subsumed in Torah, is a person who is able so and so focused on learning, they literally become a neshama belief ghost. And that's exactly what Chazal is telling us here in this Gemara. Yamas Ba'ohel means that a person should try their best, to the best of their ability, to find ways to become so focused on what they're learning, believe distractions without any other focuses in the world, that they can achieve a level where they become a neshama b'li guf. And that, my friends, is the essence of actually what is a Torah Chaim. We should be zocha mirta Hashem to see you for the next few weeks and halavai by different many months and years to come, this space medrash full of vibrancy, of learning, of people who are shakua, subsumed, in this kind of Talmud Torah, we become neshamos b'liguf until the time where Zohar had to really be neshamos, Olam Haba, the real Zlichi of Talmud Torah. Wishing you all a good night and a good Shabbos.